Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's already Tuesday. Glad you could join us today. Stephen Belton is President, CEO, Urban League Twin Cities. He joins us every Tuesday at this time to talk about a wide variety, a spectrum of issues that are going on right now locally and nationwide. But today we wanted to start with an obvious question, one that's near and dear to my heart. Stephen, welcome, and how much snow did you get?
Looks like about, I don't know, I'm going to say 4 inches, maybe 5. I don't think it was quite 5. But it's a fluffy snow, and I just finished clearing my walk and driveway. So,
did you shovel?
Yeah, I shoveled with a Toro snowblower.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah. Smart man. Good. Thank you for that
update. Super satisfying. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Stephen, there's so much happening all over, and there's so much to get to. I mean, racist incidents in sports, the Ahmaud Arbery verdict that we're talking about. But also today, I was just listening, or I was just reading about the wrap-up of the three ex-Minneapolis police officers that are now charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights. Obviously, the closing arguments are happening today. And one of the lawyers claims that the officers were doing what was best for Floyd, holding him until paramedics arrived. And he said that George Floyd's death was a tragedy, but not necessarily a crime. I have some strong reactions to that, but I wanted to hear yours first.
Well, you know, so it's easy for you and I and Paul to Jordana to sort of armchair lawyer this thing. We're not in the courtroom. We're not. We haven't heard all the witnesses. We're not the lawyers or the judge. But we're just kind of reacting to it, just as you are, reading it and hearing snippets reported to us by others. But from that perspective, and I think that's a valid perspective to armchair lawyer this thing, I think counterintuitive arguments are ineffective with juries. I think they make jurors roll their eyes and tune out because you said something that doesn't make sense. And it has the unfortunate consequence in this case for that attorney of discounting everything else he says. To say that George Floyd's death was a tragedy but was not necessarily a crime is counterintuitive, because Derek Chauvin was convicted of this very crime. And all it really does is suggest that this lawyer is out of touch and is grasping for straws. The fact is that in your custody means in your care. And what has happened here is that these police officers are being charged with failure to protect or to violating the civil rights of George Floyd because they failed to care for him. They failed to exercise their duty and their responsibility to care for him. And it wound up depriving him of his life. And so I don't think the argument makes sense. I think as a casual, you know, as an interested party, as a stakeholder in this issue, but somebody who's not in the courtroom, it's one of those things that just makes me roll my eyes and say, what are you thinking of? What, you, really, that's the best you got?
I want to also dovetail into Ahmed Arbery's killers have now been found guilty on all counts in federal hate crime trials. This is different, of course, than their murder trial. They have already been sentenced to life in prison. Now they are convicted of hate crimes. Tell us how that is maybe advances justice or changes the narrative a little bit.
Well, I think what it does is it strengthens the sense of accountability around these issues. For all intents and purposes, whether or not they were convicted of these crimes or not, since they've already been convicted of the, whether or not they're convicted in the civil trial or not, the fact is they've already been convicted and sentenced to, in two of the three cases, life in prison without parole, mm-hmm. the other one for a very long time. So it's not going to change, you know, the circumstances of the incarceration. What it does change is the optics, the way that we talk about it, and the way that people who are predisposed or who may be thinking about this or who have considered this, it makes them, I think it provides a chilling effect. It's sad that we would have to be thinking about providing discouragement or chilling effect for people who might be predisposed to this sort of crime, but I think it does. The optics issue that I'm talking about, the narrative is that it says that you're not going to get away with this. We're going to literally throw the book at you. Every law, every crime, every civil penalty that you could be potentially liable for this kind of heinous act, you will be held accountable for. And let's not forget what actually happened. Ahmed Arbery was hunted down in a neighborhood while he was jogging and running around looking in houses, and he was hunted down specifically because of his race. And so that's what the jury found today in this federal civil rights hate crime trial. And so it changes the narrative. It changes the way that we think about it and that we talk about it. And it changes people's sense of accountability around these issues.
Stephen, for me, it's all about the data. And I stumbled upon a statistic that blew me away. African-Americans, three times more likely than white people to die at the hands of law enforcement. Now, this is nationwide. Three times more likely to die at the hands of law enforcement, even though they are 1.3 times more likely to be unarmed. I'm not diminishing the fact that we have a crime problem in the city, in the suburbs. It's a nationwide problem. But when you hear those statistics, where does your mind go?
Well, it's another one of these unfortunate disparities that we're hearing about, and it speaks to the trauma that African Americans live with. We've talked, several months ago, or at some point in the time that we spent on the radio, we talked about the talk that African American parents have with their children, with their sons and daughters. And this, you're using it in the form of data, which is important, and I resonate to the data as well. Paul, anecdotally, every black parent knows that their child is more likely to be killed at the hands of police, more likely to be arrested at the hands of police, simply because of the color of the skin. Our culture has weaponized melanin, our weaponized skin color, and it's a sad fact. It's a sad reality. It also reflects the fact that even though we may be doing everything right, meaning as would happen with Philando Castile, even though we may tell the police that we have a licensed firearm in our car, even though we may raise our hands to get out of the way and to show that we are not a threat, we can still end up dead. And so that's the part of the trauma, the reality that African-American families have to live with. And that's part of what we're trying to reconcile in this moment, in this time. That's part of the racial justice movement. And that's why we have a slogan that says Black Lives Matter, because the data show that more often than not, our lives don't matter.
There's so much to discuss with you. And I know we haven't talked since Kim Potter was sentenced also and to 2 years in prison. And people have been railing against this as well, because, you know, if you look back historically, that sentence, you know, may not have been what people were looking for. Did you consider that sentence justice?
You know, that's a tough one, Jordana. You always ask the tough questions. I think I'm just going to talk to Paul for a while.
Yes, no amounts.
I'm sorry. I've been struggling with this one. I'm struggling with this one, too, because I don't know. That's why your opinion matters to me.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, again, this is another opportunity for armchair justice. But if you are, you know, the parents of this young man who was shot and killed, Dante Wright, if you are a family member or a loved one, no amount, no sentence is going to give you a sentence of justice. So whether it's 2 years, 20 years, or 200 years, there's never going to give you a sense of justice. But the fact is that you and I weren't sitting in the court. You and I have not been the recipients of all of the mails, the emails, the notes and the information, the sentencing reports that were provided by the court system, and the letters from family members, community members, and lots of others, from Kim Potter's own friends. We haven't had, we're not privy to that data. All we're doing is we're looking at from the outside of one aspect of this. And I can tell you, as an activist, as somebody who's dedicated my life to dealing with racial justice, it does, the optics don't feel good. If you compare it, of course, with, you know, Mohamed Nour, and look at the, you know, the 10-year sentence he got for killing a white woman, it doesn't seem fair. On the other hand, you know, you have to look at every case, case by case. And I will tell you, as a pastor, as somebody who's also dedicated my life to faith and to God, I have to say that, you know, I believe in redemption. I want, I would hope that Kim Potter would be reformed. Her contrition in this time has been, I have felt, has been genuine. Again, I'm not speaking as a parent or as a loved one, as somebody who was personally connected with Dante Wright, and her expressions of contrition to them, her apology, her pouring out may seem hollow and contrived to them. I'm just saying from my perspective, it seemed genuine, and I would hope that with this short sentence, relatively short sentence, that she would use this time, that she would use her platform to talk about gun safety, to talk about better training for police officers, and to be able to advance this issue about how disproportionately blacks, no matter what's going on, wind up being killed at the hands of police.
That something good can come from unspeakable tragedy, another unspeakable tragedy. Stephen Belton, we so appreciate your perspective and your words of wisdom. The Urban League Twin Cities, lucky to have you. We are lucky to have you on our show. Be safe out there and keep that sidewalk clear of snow, please. Okay.
You know, I can always use an extra hand. So if you and Jordan,
oh, get over there, Paul.
You're breaking up, Steve.
No, I'm just sending him. I'm not.
Steven, you're breaking up. I didn't hear that. What did he say?
Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Steven. All right.
I'm not going. I'll send David, our handsome husband, or you boys can go have a nice shoveling party. But yeah, that ship has sailed for me.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.